broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
It is a freedom-loving, fantastic Friday, and of course, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Happy to have you along. This is indeed the broadcast for July 21st in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast, and man, we've got a barn burner show for you today. So many things to cover, so little time to get it done. Yesterday's recap starts now. Our prayers are with John McCain and his family as he battles brain cancer. He says he'll be back soon. I don't know. It's hard for me to debate this because the Democrats are attacking him relentlessly. You know, it's hard for me to understand how to deal with this. Look, I disagree with him politically on about everything. The guy's an absolute pompous jerk. However, I don't wish any ill for his family, health-wise or others. The irony that I would point out is this, though. While they're debating the health care bill and trying to repeal Obamacare, while John McCain and some of the insider government officials have some of the best, quote, health care in the world, meaning that, you know, all the capabilities are available for them and the rest of us don't have health care availability at all. It's interesting that while they can't repeal Obamacare because, well, John McCain's got massive health care problems. That's fascinating. The two classes of people are worth highlighting, the insiders that have access to everything and then the rest of us as separate groups. And then Kirk Cosby wisely pointing out that, you know, there's not good health care to either of us because the government creates moral hazard and literally rejects good natural health and healing solutions. And that's what we ought to turn towards. Kurt's absolutely right on that. Nevertheless, it's pretty ironic, though. Can't deal with health care because one of the guys that could help get rid of it, well, if he would, is so unhealthy, can't get that done. Wow, what an interesting twist of fate. But nevertheless, we're not here to attack anybody in this case. We're here to pray for him and his family. We hope there's less pain, less struggle, less difficulty, and we hope recovery is there. I hope somehow we can have him recover and do well, but not go back to the Senate and abuse the people anymore. That's what I would hope for. All right, Obamacare repeal lies. The current plans would keep the regulations on what insurers have to cover and the requirement that they don't raise the premiums on sick people. In other words, they can't turn down sick people and they can't raise premiums for sick people. Look, this is a moral hazard. They're not really talking about real repeal at all. They're still having government involved in just about everything. Ladies and gentlemen, urge your senators to push for a clean 100% repeal of Obamacare, defund Planned Parenthood immediately, and reject all funding to any abortion providers. Keep your promise and repeal 100% of Obamacare now. We talked about during nearly four decades of marriage, this husband and wife couldn't have children, and this lady got pregnant. It's a miraculous story on so many fronts. It's a blessing and a half, to say the least, and they're so happy they have a child. They're celebrating a 40-year marriage. They're immigrants that came to this country right, and they celebrate their American citizenship. They celebrate their baby. They celebrate their marriage. I mean, what an incredible story. And by the way, there's a miraculous drop in illegal immigration under Donald Trump. The National Border Patrol president says that's great news. iHeartRadio tries to avert bankruptcy. In my opinion, what a disaster there. The mainstream press not covering this because they love iHeart, one of the biggest radio groups in the world. But, you know, bankruptcy. If they get a hold of me, I can help them save some cash, okay? Donald Trump says not so fast, Obamacare repeal, not DOA. I pray he's right, but I hope for real repeal. That's what they need to call it, ladies and gentlemen. If they want a good slogan, if the Republicans need a little help here, I'm not a Republican, okay? I'm a constitutional American. I don't believe in partisan politics. However, if the Republicans want a little bit of guidance from a guy like me that's pretty good with words, why don't they just call it real repeal now? The real repeal appeal now. See? They could get that done with a great slogan. But the Republicans aren't very good at marketing. They're just stuck on stupid. They're just running around all confused. The Democrats take us to the cleaners when it comes to marketing daily. Just look at pro-choice, for example. That's not pro-choice. It's pro-death. when are the Republicans going to have the guts to call a spade a spade? Anyway, that's our one recap. The real repeal now. That's what they need to talk about. We had our guest on the second hour, Mr. Ted Nugent. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. TheFreedomCoalition.com, CSPOA.com. Yeah, we talked with Ted Nugent a bunch. He did a killer job. We're going to have to rebroadcast that interview. It was so good. What is the protected press pool? We talked about that a little bit more. We talked about Trump's Twitter favorites. When he circumvents the mainstream press, what does he talk about? Fake news and Obamacare primarily. But you know what? He still doubles down and goes to the fake news people daily. He loves them. He pretends to hate them, but he loves them. And then Obamacare is just stuck on stupid. We're not getting rid of anything. Donald Trump has rightly called major media outlets, including the New York Times and others, and CNN the enemy of the people. Boy, is he spot on that reality. Anyway, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. The highlight of that, the Ted Nugent interview. I mean, it was a stellar interview. Not because I did so great. I'm just the average Joe, but I'm telling you, Ted Nugent did a phenomenal job between his rock shows. He's performing six nights a week. It's crazy. All right, that's a recap. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome back to the studio, my brother.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Hey, man, did you hear that Ted Nugent interview, Kurt?
I will have to say that I didn't hear this Ted Nugent interview.
All right, you got to listen to it because he hit it out of the park. One of the things he said is this, and this is an interesting statement. And when he started the statement, I was a little bit worried about what Ted was going to say. You know what I mean? But he says, look, Sam, there's only one crime worse than rape, worse than child molestation, worse than murder. And I'm just going, oh, no, Ted, what are you going to do? And he says the answer to that is when somebody with supreme authority uses that authority against the people and against the system, violating the rights of due process, violating the rights of a speedy trial, violating the rights of evidence in a fair trial, tampering with the juries or preventing a fully informed jury from doing their job, because since they have so much supreme authority over us that the whole system will be destroyed if that's allowed to continue. I think he's spot on, Kurt. What do you say?
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, the guy's just talking about basically, the difference in our system. We're not supposed to have a king or a queen or, something like that.
Yeah, and he challenges everyone. These judges. And, these judges need to be impeached, man. They're out of control. And when you look at this Bundy trial, Kurt, it is a kangaroo fiasco, to say the least. I mean, these government agencies have literally been... they're rogue and they've been weaponized against the people. It is absolutely crazy. Anyway, we'll keep standing up on that front, but Ted Nugent interview was tremendous. And he talked about he has access to the White House daily. And so we're doing some phenomenal things with Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent is one of the signers of thefreedomcoalition.com. And Ted Nugent and Roger Stone stepping up big in defense of innocence in prison, saying we got a problem and we got to fix it. So good on both of them. I switched to another interesting tidbit. You know how the Republicans like to criticize everything, Kurt? They criticized Barack care, but then they double down in support of it, right?
Well, yeah, depending on which kind of Republican, which flavor of Republican.
Oh, I don't know what you mean. I just know that 9 out of 10... stand together in solidarity and accomplish things and don't accomplish other things. And that's the direction. And
that's right.
Some of the wannabes, wannabe Republicans jump aboard with a pure agenda, but have no say in anything, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I bring all that up because they've been really critical of the CBO for a long time, Kurt. In recent days, every Republican almost and Donald Trump has been really critical of this Congressional Budget Office because they've been evaluating health care and they're like, oh man, everybody and their dog will lose health care over this new Republican plan. And the Republicans are like, this is all dishonest. They're wrong. They don't know what they're talking about. And they've been very critical, right?
I'm sure they have.
Now, some guys, the pure Republicans, as you would call them, would say abolish the CBO, right? I would be one of them.
Well, you're going to have a hard time finding it in the Constitution.
That's right. So it should be abolished. But you want to know what, Kurt? In true form, they criticize it because they know that's what you want to hear. But they talk one game and they walk another game. You ready to hear what they're about to do? Republicans want to give the CBO a raise. How about a $2 billion budget or million dollar budget increase? I guess it's million in this case. $2 million budget increase, Kurt. So while they're criticizing this organization to the nth degree, while it is an unconstitutional, rogue, weaponized agency, now they want to give it a raise or increase its budget, Kurt.
They love to spend your money, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Congress has been doing.
See, this is what I'm talking about, though. They just tell you whatever, but they're not for real. So Donald was going to decrease their money. Well, now Congress wants to increase it, backed by a significant number of Republicans. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
The first time I ever truly took a drink was the summer before my freshman year of high school.
When I was 12, I went to a party, and everybody was drinking, and so I just grabbed me a beer and started drinking.
The first time I drank, you know, it was fun. Find a game, see if we can do it without getting caught. But I didn't know that I was going to want it more.
I wasn't drinking beer. It took too long to get drunk, and I didn't like the taste very well.
You know, it got to the point where I was drinking so much, I was getting bored with the feeling. I was getting bored with the buzz.
That's all that goes through your head is, when am I going to get wasted again?
You know, I started in slowly, you know, with pot. Then you just slowly move up the scale. It's the typical story of a drug user.
Beer's the easiest thing for teenagers to get, and so they take one beer, which is like your first step.
Don't even do it. It's not worth it. Take it from somebody who knows.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Two-faced insider Republicans criticize the CBO, but now push for a $2 million increase for the organization. They ought to shut down that unconstitutional, weaponized rogue agency yesterday. All right, Donald Trump is expected to name New York financier Anthony Scaramucci as his next communications director. So, you know, I've been saying they ought to get Sam Bushman in there to help out with that for quite a while. They're not doing that, but they got this New York financier Anthony in there. Kurt, have you done a little digging? Who is this Anthony guy? Sounds like a crime boss, if you ask me. Hey, Anthony.
It does sound a little bit like that. I guess the guy is 53 years old. Uh-huh. He was born in Long Island, New York, so he's kind of a, you know, a hometown kid for Trump.
You got to say on Long Island, you know.
On Long Island. I guess he has a TV show, so that's another reason he's kind of, you know, in with Trump. It's called Wall Street Week. Educated at Harvard Law School and Tufts University.
So be careful when you hire Harvard educated liars, Kurt. That's a little scary.
Yeah, good point. Let's see. I don't see any of the mob connections on the report from Wikipedia. let's see. Anyway, left Goldman back in 96.
Hold on. So, left who?
You know, Kurt? Goldman Sachs.
So what you got is a Goldman Sachs attorney, Harvard graduate, New Yorker.
Yeah.
You think that's going to be one of our people?
What I always hear is the phrase Goldman Sachs. You know, I always think they sack the people. You know, they sack the government.
Sure.
Or
they steal the gold. The men steal the gold, right?
I guess he worked there from 89 to 96.
All right, so look, he's with Goldman Sachs for 7 years as a banking guy. He's a graduate of Harvard. He's a consummate Long Island New Yorker. You think this guy's going to be for the people, Kurt?
You know, it doesn't look good, at least in my opinion. I guess SkyBridge, his company that he founded in 2005 as a global alternative investment firm.
That's what we need, is more global investment firms, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
In fake fiat money. You think that guy's going to take on the Federal Reserve anytime soon, Kurt?
You know, all I can say is it would surprise me greatly, but CNN, I guess, retracted and apologized about a story for him.
Now, in his defense, at least he's got CNN to retract. I've got some pretty big newspapers to retract as well, so we got that in common. Maybe me and Anthony can hang out, Kurt.
Yes, sir.
We can help, just run around and force the big mainstream press folks to retract together. So maybe I should apologize about joking about Anthony sounding like a crime kind of boss. Maybe me and the New Yorker could sit down for lunch. What do you think, Kurt? I could just put out the public appeal, and he could invite me. I could fly in, and you and I could sit down with lunch with Anthony, and, you know, we could apologize for suggesting his name sounds like a crime boss, and we could get on the same page and work together to take down the mainstream press. What do you think, Kurt? Me and the Harvard lawyer graduate, consummate New York insider. What Sachs is that thing called, Kurt?
Goldman Sachs.
Sachs guy. We could just sit down together and just get on the same page and abolish the Federal Reserve and just get it done.
I guess he's a Mets fan, he teamed up with a couple of other Mets fans to buy Mike Piazza's jersey.
Because that's what I spent my money.
About a game.
How much did he spend on the jersey, Kurt?
'01 Says the jersey was purchased in a private auction for $365K.
Now let me stop you there and say I could run Liberty News Radio, Liberty Roundtable, the James Edwards Political Cesspool Show, the other shows we syndicate, Liberty News Daily. I could run all that stuff, Kurt, on that amount of money in a year.
Yep, but you still wouldn't have a jersey. Let's see.
Kurt,
back
you want to know
in
what else?
08, yeah.
I'd have plenty of cash left over.
This is an interesting part. Good point. Yeah, you would maybe half the money left. In 08, Mr. Scaramucci served as a fundraiser for President Barack Obama.
So there you go, folks. All I can tell you is if you got this guy that's a Harvard graduate, Goldman Sachs employee for 7 years, consummate New Yorker that helped Barack Obama, and that's the new guy to take on the media. You comfortable with that, Kurt? You think they're going to deliver and get it done?
In 2012, that was in 08, you know, when Obama was the flavor of the day, I guess. And he was going to stop whacking Wall Street like a piñata back then, I guess. He asked Obama to stop whacking Wall Street like a piñata. Then in 2012, I guess he's a registered Republican. I don't know how that all works, but it says he served as the national finance co-chair for Mitt Romney for president, 2012. Anyway, then during the 2016
anybody hanging out with Mitt Romney doesn't impress me either, Kurt. Now, Mitt may not be a bad person, but he's politically clueless at the least. Right? I mean, let's face it. Mitt Romney might be a nice person. He's a family guy. I commend him for all that. I'm just telling you, when it comes to constitutional viewpoints and rule of law viewpoints, hey, man, Mitt Romney is clueless, Kurt.
Good point. Let's see. Then it says during the 2016 election that just happened, you know, last year, he first endorsed Scott Walker, and then later Jeb Bush, you know, after both Walker and Bush had withdrawn from the race.
A guy that picks Jeb Bush? Come on. Anybody in their right mind that backs a Bush is just off their rocker, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, at least he had the Walker thing first. I think that was... you know, kind of a sign of coming to some senses.
So he was a Walker guy, then he fell off his rocker, and then he became a Trump supporter.
Well, a Bush guy. And then it says, after they withdrew from the race, he signed on to Donald Trump's political campaign by joining the Trump Finance Committee. Anyway, in November of last year, he was appointed pending approval to President Trump's Presidential Transition Team Executive Committee. Yes. They forgot to call us for that. January 12th of this last year, or this year, he was named assistant to President Trump and director of the White House Office of Public Liaison and Intergovernmental Affairs.
See, they ought to just abolish that whole department, too. All I'm telling you is, no offense, but I'm just not too impressed with this guy. It's another consummate insider. Does he have government service really, Kurt, besides being on all these committees and stuff like that?
You know, I don't see
Wall Street
any,
against Barack, isn't he?
Which tells me at least he's, you know,
somewhat
from
of
the,
a private
quote,
sector
public,
guy.
Yeah, private.
But he's
sector,
defending
yeah,
Wall Street against the Barack Obama, yeah. Right?
That's a great point.
So do you agree with Barack attacking Wall Street or this guy defending Wall Street, Kurt? See how it gets so strange? There's no good answer to that. It's like, wait a minute, let me explain, because if I don't explain, you've trapped me unfairly. The truth is I stand against Barack's attack on Wall Street, because I don't stand with Barack on anything, and I think the attacks are unfair, but at the same time, I'm not defending Wall Street, right?
Good point.
You know, it's kind of a weird deal. Anyway, New York financier, Anthony Scaramucci, to be the, what do they call this thing, Kurt? Communications director? Do we need one of those?
I think that's the phrase.
Do we need a communications director at all, Kurt?
It's hard to find in the Constitution.
Kurt, all you really got to do is manage 13 people in that special inside crest group. You really think you need a manager to manage these, you know, 13 correspondents kind of guys where the talking points are all set behind the scenes in secret and everything? Really?
Good point.
You got to have a communications director? How much does that guy make a year, Kurt? Who knows, huh? All right. Hillary Clinton's in the news, and I guess she broke another promise, Kurt. So her and the Republicans have a lot in common. They're breaking promises left and right. And I guess what happened is she promised that her campaign would purchase carbon offsets to atone for Hillary's private jet rides. Okay, so here's how it is for you and I. They don't want you to be able to have a car or, you know, fly around in a jet or do anything because it's environmentally not friendly, right? It uses these, you know, carbon, you know, your carbon footprint's too big. But what Hillary wanted to do is she said, I need to fly around in my jet because I got to win the presidency and stuff. But I'll spend money to, you know, purchase carbon offsets so that my abuse isn't so bad. Well, then she broke that promise and she's not purchasing the carbon offsets, Kurt. She just flew around in the jet. Now, I don't even understand how buying carbon offsets helps the cause in the first place. What it really sounds like is if I've got the money to pay to play, I can buy off these carbon. It's a way for me to shut you down, Kurt, but yet I can still, you know, look environmentally friendly, but still abuse the environment all at the same time. Well, anyway, even her deception is a failure because she broke her promise and didn't fund the offsets she promised she would. That's no different than the Democrats' bait and switch, is it, Kurt? Or the Republicans' bait and switch.
So. Good point.
All right, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. The European Union is threatening to invoke Article 7, which would strip Poland of its voting privileges and face sanctions over the government's proposed judicial reform. Poland has refused to accept Islamic immigrants into that nation. Poland doesn't want the crime that some say comes with immigrants. The sanctions would end EU monetary payments to Poland. Poland's judicial reforms would seek to restrain left-wing activist judges and encourage, quote, Christian values. The Army Corps of Engineers has started taking soil samples to see what types of walls would be compatible with various geographies along the U.S. border. The Rio Grande Valley sector is scheduled to get 32 miles of border wall and 28 miles of levee wall. The House Appropriations Committee has approved $1.6 billion for the construction of a wall. The scope of the wall has been changed. It will not be 2,000 miles long. Instead, it will be a series of border walls that are put up only in areas where it's necessary. Mountains and rivers provide natural barriers. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211, or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I told you that Donald Trump is playing us like a fiddle. All right, I don't mean to be rude. I know there's a lot of Trump supporters out there, and I know people are relentlessly attacking me for not being a Donald fan. And I give Donald credit whenever he does something right, and I reject whatever he does that is incorrect or wrong based on the supreme law of the land, based on the protection of life, liberty, and property, and the promotion of God, family, and country, all right? But I'm just telling you, we're being played for suckers, and I'm calling a spade, and if you can't handle the truth, get out of the kitchen, folks, because I'm telling it to you straight, and that's just how I roll. Now, I'm not here to abuse Donald. If Donald does good things, I support him. I'm willing to help in any way that I can. If he wants to abolish the Federal Reserve, I'm in. He wants to abolish the Education Department, I'm in. He wants to call the mainstream press a bunch of thugs and ne'er-do-wells and fake news folks, I'm in. He's right on all counts. However, that's not really what he means or what he thinks at all, folks. And here's the proof of the pudding. Headline says Trump publicly bashes the New York Times, but loves giving them interviews, writes Peter Assan. Kurt, did you see this? Peter Assan writing the piece.
You know, I didn't, but there's a little footnote I on the Scaramucci. Okay. I'm sorry. I saw that you had emailed
that. You're supposed to read all that, dude. Come on. You've had at least 5 minutes. I mean, what's up with you?
Good point. But a footnote on the Anthony Scaramucci thing, yeah, Sam. He's written three books that kind of give me some hope. One is called Goodbye Gordon Gekko, How to Find Your Fortune Without Losing Your Soul. You know, I like that kind of sub-headline.
Well, maybe he's going to fund Liberty News Radio then, Kurt.
Yeah, that's possible.
Him and those Koch brothers over there, they're going to get it done. Why don't you just set up that appointment and we'll do it.
Right. Then the second book, The Little Book of Hedge Funds, What You Need to Know About Hedge Funds, But the Managers Won't Tell You. Third book, Hopping Over the Rabbit Hole, How Entrepreneurs Turned Failure into Success. You know, so that's kind of hopeful
as
well.
The answer is you go to Harvard, you become an attorney, and you sit on all kinds of boards and create great connections. Then you never fail, Kurt, because fiat currency is at your disposal, my friend.
All right. Here's the, at least in my opinion, the last little parts of you know, the scariest parts to me. He's a member of the World Economic Forum.
And this gives you hope?
And he speaks at the... No, I said it's the scariest part.
So the books give you hope, but this is the scary part?
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, it says he's a member of the World Economic Forum and speaks at the annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe he's going to try to shut that thing down. He's the vice chair of the Kennedy Center Corporate Fund Board and trustee of the United States Olympic and Paralympic Foundation. Here's the part.
Hold on, before you get to it, let me just explain. This is the revolving door. He's just sat on the... quote, private sector side, right, Kurt?
Good point.
Now the revolving door is going to revolve him right on into government, isn't it?
He's also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
So you should feel better about a Harvard graduate attorney that's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations that sits on the global boards for, the private sector, right, Kurt? That ought to make you feel better. He's a big...
I'd say he's an official kingman. Put him in there, yeah.
So Donald Trump attacking the New York Times relentlessly, saying their days are numbered, they're over, he's going to sue them and all this stuff, but it's all a big old lie, Kurt. Trump publicly bashes the New York Times but loves giving them interviews, writes Peter Assange. Now, both on the campaign trail and in the White House, President Donald Trump has consistently bashed the, quote, failing New York Times, publicly trashing the paper for their biased reporting and unfair reporting. But Trump's rhetoric, ladies and gentlemen, is hard to square with the simple fact that he has consistently given the Times a leg up over their competition, repeatedly giving the paper scoops and exclusive interviews. Believe it or not, related, they say, the New York Times reporters sent stories to Clinton staffers for approval, right? Remember that was a big old criticism of the Donald? Well, President Trump sat down with three New York Times reporters bashing Attorney General Jeff Sessions for recusing himself from the Russia probe. Now, Donald's right for doing that. We can get into that. Jeff Sessions, totally a thug. Rand Paul even backs Donald Trump, saying Jeff is out of line on this. But nevertheless, why would you sit down with the three New York Times reporters? Why would you sit down with a failing news service that you relentlessly attack? All right? When the Republican health care bill failed...
Maybe the reason for sitting down with those guys is they're the neighborhood newspaper for him. You know?
Uh-huh. Well, why would you sit down with a failing neighborhood newspaper that you hate?
That's a good question. I think he kind of enjoys the fight.
Now, when the health care bill, battle was going on, and it was about to fail or whatever, Donald Trump, of course, picked one of his favorite reporters, New York Times reporter, Maggie, Haberman? And sat down with her and discussed it all. And she says, Donald has frequently criticized my reporting, but he jumped on the phone to get on an interview about his new battle and his new life. Now, 1 month before then, Donald Trump called the New York Times an enemy of the people. So, Kurt, why would you sit down with an enemy of the people to get out your stories? Okay, it doesn't make any sense.
Sam, it's made for TV. It's showtime.
Well, if it's showtime, he's playing you like a fiddle. Now, just after his inauguration, Donald Trump spoke with New York Times reporters about his new life in the White House, speaking, of course, pleasantly and laughing with the reporters. The Clinton campaign would use this same organization, Kurt, to tee up stories. Now, 4 days after the interview ran and he was laughing with the reporters and having a phenomenal time, well, he took to saying that the New York Times is fake news and that they're failing. Related, Hillary Clinton and Harry Reid worked with the New York Times to smear State Department watchdogs. And Trump threatened to sue the paper over the reporting and bash them relentlessly on the campaign trail. So I got a question for you, Kurt. What's the real truth here? What's the Donald Trump? And when they're talking to Donald and doing an interview to promote Donald's agenda, are they fake news then, Kurt? Or only when they're not reporting in favor of Donald? I think they're fake news. Donald's right. But how do you have it both ways? How do you say they're an enemy of the people, I'm going to sue you, but and then he sits down with them regularly, Kurt, giving them exclusive interviews and tips on stories, something you and I don't get. Why shouldn't we get that, Kurt? We haven't been abusive to the Donald. We're not fake news. Now, we disagree with him publicly because we don't play favorites. We tell it like it is, and we have our own viewpoints, which we're entitled to. We take our page out of the blue book or the playbook of the Bible and the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and such like that. We've got a pretty good standard we go by. It's a Christian ethical standard. But so we don't always agree with Donald, but we're always fair to Donald, Kurt. If these people are fake news and unfair and they're an enemy of the people, why does he repeatedly give them exclusives and sit down with them and laugh at their reporters and hang out and have a good time, Kurt? Why?
You know, at least for me, as far as I can see, a lot of it comes down to the showmanship kind of opportunity. He knows that, like I heard one guy say, that anytime if he wants something to kind of go in under the radar. Now, I'm not saying this for sure. I'm just trying to read the tea leaves, if you will. But let's say there's a real important vote in Congress or, you know, something that he would really like to get done. If he does some tweet or something or some kind of an interview like this, this gets to be the real hot topic, and everybody just focuses on that.
Yeah, that's a good
while
point.
While maybe over here, something actually gets done.
What happens I when don't you know fraternize for sure, with the enemy, though, Kurt?
Well, remember that old phrase about, like Obama did with Hillary? You keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Okay, so I guess we're close. And we're just not closer.
Yeah, I'm just... I guess maybe that's part of this plan.
You name this New York financier, you know, Council on Foreign Relations, globalist, private sector, supposed banker, leader, Harvard graduate guy to your communications director position. And then when you literally loves hanging out with the New York Times people, at some point I just find the whole thing disingenuous, to say the least. In fact, baseball legend, what's this guy's name? Kurt Schilling, he's even concerned, isn't he, Kurt?
Yes, he is. One other reason that Scaramucci's probably going to get the nod here is, you know, he's a frequent TV surrogate for Trump. That means fills in for him, I think. But Trump, well, he has said he loves him on TV, so...
He loves who?
He's his kind of guy, Scaramucci.
I see. All right, Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
We're talking about baseball legend Curt Schilling getting into the game of politics and discussing things. Everybody's getting concerned when that kind of happens, Curt.
Well, it's a good point, Sam. And, you know, what you've got here, it's a WorldNet Daily piece, by the way. And, you know, Curt Schilling, I know I should know exactly who he is and all that kind of stuff, but they say he's a legend in baseball. He believes that the politicians, bureaucrats, and the media in Washington no longer represent the will of the average person. And he says the election of Donald Trump amounted to the American people taking their country back. The article goes on from Liam Clancy is the author, by the way, goes on to say Washington, D.C. does not represent the United States of America anymore. That's what Schilling said on his show, whatever it
Boy,
takes.
Howdy, is he right about that, Kurt?
It says Washington, D.C. represents the people with a 202 area code, period. Anyway, Donald Trump wasn't supposed to win, is what they quote a guy named Chris Buskirk.
And that's saying, where I disagree. I think they engineered the Donald to win, personally. Or he wouldn't be there, Kurt.
Well, there's sure a lot of truth to that, I think. But, you know, Schilling said this. He said, how do you know D.C. doesn't represent the people? D.C. on Election Day went 96-4 for Clinton. But outside D.C., the country was a sea of GOP waves. Schilling and Buskirk highlighted the fact that Trump soundly defeated Clinton in the number of counties won. They say this was the country roaring.
It's a big old long thing, but the bottom line is even this baseball legend is very concerned, saying, hey, government's flat out of touch. He says the Beltway's out of touch, but the bottom line is, does he defend the Donald or what?
You know, I don't see any real defense of Donald Trump here. What I see is him, you know, basically trying to read what happened, and he says the ruling class in Washington is willing to sell out the rest of the country for their own benefit. According, that's what one of these commentators said. And that's what we need to be focusing on, just pulling power out of Washington and returning it to the people. Final sentence, that's what self-government is supposed to be all about.
Amen. Couldn't agree more. And, you know, the bottom line is Donald's done some good in the first 6 months, but, again, it's so relative and so minor in the scheme of things that draining the swamp's not even happening. It's true he got a Dixie cup and started bailing some water out. That's all true. But when it comes to really getting anything done, it isn't happening. And every time he turns around, appoints a new, quote, leader to lord over the people. The latest one is a Harvard graduate, Wall Street Federal Reserve banker that's part of the Council on Foreign Relations and the global leadership. Right, Kurt? As Donald takes on the globalists, don't you know?
That's the picture.
All right. Now, Rand Paul's spot on, Kurt. Rand Paul's a little like us. We may disagree with Rand on occasion, Kurt, but it's very rare.
Yeah.
And I will say this. Rand calls a spade a spade. You know what? He says what he believes. He believes what he says. He thinks what he believes, etc. But it's very consistent with Rand. And we're the same way. We're not here to make friends or make enemies. We're here to tell the truth. And well, Rand's a lot the same way, Kurt. And on the campaign trail, Rand and Donald Trump got a bit sideways. Donald would attack Ron, and Ron would just defend himself. And Ron didn't really attack Donald, but he does point out when he disagrees with him. However, right now, Rand Paul and Donald Trump are kind of on the same page. Donald's saying, I wouldn't have hired Jeff Sessions had I known he was going to recuse himself from the Russia probes, right? Well, now Rand Paul backs Donald Trump. Sessions should not have recused himself. Now, you caught up on this whole story, Kurt?
Well, a little bit. You know, there's another piece. Headline reads, Tucker Carlson, Trump attack on Sessions, a useless self-destructive act.
So they obviously disagree, Rand.
Well, no, isn't he? Well, let's see. No, yeah, that's
so
right.
So Rand is backing the Donald.
Right.
And what's his face? What's his name?
And Tucker Carlson, the Fox News guy.
Defending Sessions.
Yeah, he's saying that Sessions is your pal.
And so it's a little bit confusing when these guys kind of play games or mince their words or whatever you want to call it. Sam Bushman takes it on a little straighter so you're clear. Sam Bushman, fire Jeff ASAP. Are you confused about my statements, Kurt?
No, that was pretty easy to understand. Let's see. I guess Carlson said something like this. Lay off Jeff Sessions. He's your friend. He says pay less attention.
Jeff Sessions is
a
consummate government insider, Republican betrayer of the people is who Jeff is, Kurt.
Oh, okay. All right. I was thinking he was, a pretty good senator, but I didn't know that he was.
He's a Washington insider. Been so forever, Kurt.
Oh. Okay.
When was the last time Jeff Sessions stood up for abolishing the Federal Reserve?
I haven't heard of
that. When was the last time you heard Jeff Sessions getting rid of, just shutting down the Education Department, shutting down the pro-death abortion agenda?
It's been a while.
When was the last time you saw Jeff Sessions come on Liberty Roundtable Live and say, hey, man, we got to stand for the pro-life issue, people. Come on.
It seemed like he
when was the last
was
time Jeff
of...
Sessions said, I'm going to sit down with the leaders of the Freedom Coalition to free innocents in prison, Kurt?
Yeah, it's a...
See, Jeff's just missing in action on all the critical issues of today.
He's 70 years old, from Selma, Alabama, born there. He is... married to one woman the whole time. It's pretty cool. Married in 69. Senator, by the way, from 97 to 2017. So that's, 20 years, in the Senate.
Yeah.
He's got three children.
What did he do before the Senate, Kurt?
He was a lawyer.
Yeah, you got this liar, consummate politician for his whole life, right?
It seemed like... He came out and supported Trump.
He did. Well, he was one of the first guys to do so, Kurt.
That's what I remember.
But why wouldn't you defend Trump? Trump's an insider too, Kurt. Why wouldn't you stand with your buddy Trump?
Well, what I mean is when there were all 17 guys or at least a whole bunch to choose
from. He was a Trump supporter. He saw the tea leaves before anybody else. Maybe he had some insider trading data, huh? Who knows?
Possible.
But all I'm telling you is I just don't think that Jeff is really for the people that I see, Kurt.
Well, yeah, we could label a whole bunch of
them.
And
I'd be interested to know, what does the John Birch Society give Jeff as a senator? What does the National Rifle Association or gun owners give him? What does the National Taxpayers Union give old Jeff Sessions? Where are we at on all those scoreboards for Jeff?
Good point.
And what's Jeff's signature issues? Usually a guy, what their signature issues are. For Sam Bushman, it's like abolition of government agencies. It would be that kind of thing, right? It would be Solutions Radio. That's what I'm known for, right? Rand Paul's known for, he's a physician, so he wants to shut down Obamacare. He's known for standing against asset forfeiture. He's known for the Federal Reserve audit. He's known for, what is Jeff Sessions known for, Kurt? What's his signature deal? Do you even know?
Well, one of the things I'm grateful for is that by getting named to the moving out of the Senate, there's a good chance we'll have Judge Roy Moore from Alabama.
Our
so
prayers
that,
are that that's true.
Nice.
That's a phenomenal.
He's got a cumulative score from the Freedom Index, that's the John Birch Society New American Report thing, at 72, which is...
A C-.
Well, it's a lot better than most.
It's a C-, though, right?
Yeah.
So he votes enough in our Kent to make us believe he's a conservative, but not enough to get the job done.
Then you've got, let's see what the NTU
I'm saying, fire
him.
Jeff ASAP.
Who would you, I'm sure you've got some good suggestions on replacement.
Is the Attorney General?
Do you think? Yeah.
Oh, man, I'd put David A. Clark Jr. there.
There you go.
That's who I'd put there.
Or Napolitano.
I'd put Napolitano or Judge Roy Moore or some of those guys. Sure, yeah, any of those guys will do.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
See, that's one of the other deceptive ideas, that you got to have some kind of a trained government insider to do these jobs and stuff. And I don't believe in any of that. You don't need an attorney. You don't need a trained insider. What you need is a moral person that's willing to stand for the truth.
Yeah,
and when I see the fiascos going on in Nevada, abusing these prisoners, denying people speedy trials, playing games with the kangaroo courts, and Jeff doesn't say a single word. Hey, man, that guy needs to be fired. Okay, what has he done since he's got there that you can go, you know what, that's a hang your hat on solid move, Jeff? Can you find one?
You know, he got a B+ from the National Taxpayers Union. I can't really find too much. I mean, it seems like it's just, you know, been playing defense.
All right,
the whole
so the B plus kind of puts the C minus into the C category, maybe.
Yeah, let's see. And then the GOA, let's see what they did.
I'm not giving the guy any scholarships anytime soon. But there's good news while all that's happening, Kurt. Phenomenal news.
All right.
You know how Sears used to be the catalog company, Sears and Roebuck and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then modern day disruptive reality changed the game and Sears was on the ropes.
Yeah.
Well, Sears is finally doing a little bit of common sense and kind of engineering a comeback. You want to hear the details?
Sure.
Sears, quote, Kenmore brand will be sold on Amazon.
Well, maybe they'll get selling stuff, you know.
Well, hey, they'll probably sell stuff, and at least they're in the modern thing. What I find fascinating about it is, you know, the modern day catalog is kind of an online reality, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
And it's interesting that Sears falls into the arms of Amazon to kind of look to the future. Because almost like a blast from the past, modern twist, right?
Yeah.
I find that kind of interesting. And you know what? Good for Sears to recognize it. Good for the Kenmore brand. And this is going to be good for Amazon, too. It's an all-around win, in my opinion. And I pray they're successful, Kurt.
Yeah, there you go. By the way, Sessions, for his score from gunowners.org is an A. He got an A there.
All right, so now Jeff just went, what, to the C-plus category or the B-minus category, Kurt? Probably a B-minus?
I don't know for sure.
Oh, come on, give him the benefit of the doubt, Kurt.
Okay.
Don't be so negative.
Whatever you say, Sam.
B-minus. Yeah. Well, what's your opinion? Take those three scores. Where do you place him? I'm putting the B-minus on him.
Well, when I compare him to Lynch...
Wait a minute. Now you've just graded on the curve. Is that what you want to do?
Not really, but...
Okay, so don't grade on the curve.
Kind of what we're left at.
Where would you place him and if you were to give him a grade? I'd be a B-minus.
Let's see... If you compare him to, like, you know,
wait a minute.
The founding fathers,
on,
you know,
a different curve there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But let's not compare him to anybody. Let's compare him to the supreme law of the land. None of these scorecards grade him on the curve, do they, Kurt? Or compare him to everybody else? They compare him to the supreme law, which he should uphold, right?
Good point.
And where would your score be if you combine all three of them to the best of your ability?
He's hurting, but he's better than Lynch.
All right. Good deal. Lynch belongs behind bars, by the way. Jeff Sessions doesn't belong behind bars.
Amen.
He just needs to be fired. This nation shall endure.